Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Never Relevant, the podcast that doesn't really know what it's doing. Last week, we had a disaster, and we lost a bunch of audio. I was going to say footage, but that would have been patently incorrect. We got our act together in time to bring you a film that looks like it's going to be really great, called Black Christmas. I am John, and I'm here with my co-hosts, Patrick.
Hey, it's me, Patrick.
And Hugh.
Hi, I am Hugh.
Yeah. We're watching Black Christmas, everyone's favorite feel-good holiday season film.
Y'all didn't hear us describe it in the last episode because we didn't get to save that episode, but this is going to be pretty fucked up, y'all. From what we have seen, it looks pretty fucked up.
This is going to be a tense movie, but like, the gory, awful horror movie stuff, like, happened after this.
What I'm trying to say is, Serbian film was baby shit compared to Black Christmas.
Yeah, Serbian film can fuck off.
Yeah. Black Christmas is going to drag that primal, terrified, childish part of your brain out of your body and incarnate it in flesh form so that it can cut it apart with a chainsaw.
I mean, you joke, but I don't know, man. It seemed like pretty fucked up
Greek commercial. Letters.
Greek letters either mean a sorority or a fraternity or a frorority, which is a co-ed version of those.
Did the Greeks... Hey, Hugh, did the Greeks have Christmas?
No.
I don't know what's going on here, then.
Yeah. It's weird that they would establish this obviously ancient Greek setting for a Christmas movie.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so, straight up,
it's also weird that they would give the Greeks craftsman-style houses.
So the POV shot in Halloween is, like, straight up an homage to this. The opening POV shot of Halloween. Halloween actually happened because John Carpenter really wanted the guy who made this to make a sequel to this movie.
All right.
He begged and begged.
Yeah, he literally.
The guy who made this movie said, "Show me a token of your affection."
Hit me. No,
and so John Carpenter made Halloween.
Well, no, he was like, "I really don't want to make a horror movie again in my life."
Rob, sounds like he had a bad experience. Aw, man. Everyone make sure not to untie this girl's throat ribbon or her head will fly off.
Oh, yes!
Oh, no, he got scared. He opened the door and ran away.
Oh.
Ooh, I bet I could climb this shit.
That looks fun. He says
this POV killer thing is
it's about
quite
knee
strange.
Level.
I think he is crouching, like he's doing a good video game crouch.
He's doing his little roadie run.
Yeah, or he just has a back that's bent like 90 degrees.
No, like a Quasimodo situation.
Yeah, seriously, that is a keeping your head on sash if ever I have seen one. Look at that 70s man. Well, there's a man here with his head couched in a comfortable space helmet of hair.
Nice.
And it's a phone party. A party in which everyone answers the phone and screams at whoever called them. Also, this lady's... neck ribbon lady's casual energy is overflowing.
I think that's Margot Kidder.
Who?
That's a name I recognize.
Oh, that's the original Lois Lane from the Christopher Reeve Superman movies.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, wow. We're just gonna lead in on the fucking most terrifying part of the commercial.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I love just put it like, hey, I got this fucking... carousel horse. Where am I gonna put it? I don't know. Shove it in the attic.
I stole it from this merry-go-round, lol.
Let it collect dust and also evil over time.
A sinister carousel horse.
Oh, it's vibrating. Why is it so warm?
Did it just neigh?
Preemie!
Oh, shit. Man, this guy's so spry.
Look at this weird attic opening, which is a little square.
Who would build a house with like a dedicated attic ladder, a permanent dedicated attic ladder?
No joke. And also, wait, the attic is just open. That's gonna be like murder on their fucking bills.
They have a fireplace. They're good.
I think he was thinking about the cold air or the heat getting in versus the heat getting out.
Yeah. I mean,
because that, you know, both. We're in Houston. We've been conditioned to think this way.
That too.
Yeah, that's very weird. When it's hot, you just open a window and you're good.
What a idiotic thing to say. What a totally nonsensical sentence. This guy...
Love that coat.
Well, he's just... It seems like he's just
wearing... Is he a mountain man?
He's wearing 70 to 80% of a bear on his body.
She is so uninterested.
Is she about to pass out?
This seems crank like that a, shit.
This seems I like a hear... very nice sorority house.
No, not this shit. The one where grandma gets fucked up.
The one where those reindeer totally put grandma on blast.
I know when I'm having a party, I just want to hear some fucking Christian criers singing about Jesus.
Blow it up!
Everyone's spurning Barbara. And the phone
is an interesting sweater of two massive hands grabbing her torso. I was thinking
the same thing.
Wait. It's like actually a cue. The actor had a lot of trouble. The actor who's playing the killer had a lot of trouble figuring out where he should grab her.
Guys, lean in close.
What? I'm leaning in.
Y'all gotta hear what's on this phone call.
Okay, here I am. I'm close.
What's happening on this phone call? Oh, it's Pat eating pasta. Yeah.
This is incredible.
The commitment.
Sinister gurgling.
The commitment to form.
I love it so much.
Some Golden State Killer shit right here. This lady is so aroused.
Fuck.
Oh, like how God. Unfazed everyone is. They're all just like, well, this is the life of a sorority sister, I guess.
Well, this guy has been calling them... Oh. Oh, no.
Man. Wow. Surprised this isn't a movie from the 70s.
Wow.
He's getting so turned on. Man, she's really moving her mouth.
She's
around.
Like sloppy drunk.
No, dude, like how much icon. Her lips are moving as she talks is quite a bit.
Like the words suddenly got bigger and now she has to force them out.
Yeah. Barb.
Barb is the wizened sorority girl from the city. Wow.
It turns out she's actually a white male.
Yeah, Barb just said some dark shit.
I'm ready to just see Barb.
She just bit her thumb at them.
I know. I'm ready to see. I'm ready for us to like pan over to Barb and seeing her pick her teeth with a switchblade.
Yeah. So far we know that Barb is a sloppy, drunk, sophisticated city girl who does Shakespearean insults.
No joke. Just talking shit.
Whoa. Is this a thing? Is there like a sorority marm?
I guess.
She's like their landlord.
The governess.
The governess.
Aww, nothing bad's gonna happen to this cat.
Well, that's a weird cat. Look at this
animatronic cat.
It's like a fluffy cat, but it's kind of got like matted hair.
You know what? I wish every cat could be replaced.
She just looked at the hypnosis circle on her wall. Started whispering to herself.
I really wish every cat could be transformed into a Maine Coon.
Maine Coon cats are fucking dope.
What's going on in here?
It's just her guy. Shrink wrap just collection some, being hung up, apparently.
Just some noises happening.
Oh, floral. Wait. On floral.
Where's all this prepared piano coming from?
Sounds weird in my headphones because it sounds like there's something wrong in my house.
Yeah. You got a man in your wall.
I like the big like ear brooch thing she's wearing.
I like the big childish flower painting.
Is she innocent? Can I tell?
Oh my god!
Is that
look
a
at
giant
that
crab on her bed?
I was gonna guess
like
tomato
a giant
with
crab
arms.
With big bug eyes and a mustache.
God damn it! I missed it.
No, he's
it's
like,
an octopus.
There he is. There's that boy.
I was gonna guess like a tomato with lots of legs.
It's an octopus.
I hope this sea creature is the murderer.
It's all been a bait and switch.
Oh. And the cutaway.
I guess that other girl was playing spaceman.
I was wondering how that was going to result in a murder, and I'm glad they didn't have to strain themselves to figure out that out. This sorority house is Permtown, straight up.
No joke. Yeah, you either have to have straight-ass hair or a perm. One or the fucking other.
This sorority house is dedicated to the philosophy of extremes.
No half perm.
Is the
half
killer wearing
hair.
Some huge disco bell bottoms?
Look at that! Look Absolutely. At his look at his fluffy sleeves, like they're big poofy sleeves.
John, this is 1974. Those are just called pants.
There were no other pants to be found.
Hello, sir. I'd like a nice pair of pants. Here, put on these fucking parachutes. Oh my
Would
god!
Would you like 24-inch flares or 32-inch flares? Hello, welcome to Jinko Hell.
Oh, he's so nimble. He must have, like, one of those Splinter Cell little mini radars that have the line of sights on it of everyone.
I'm excited to see the noise happen in this.
What is this? Oh, she's pulled out her tome. She's memorizing some spells.
Nope.
Yeah, her spell of alcohol.
Book to alcohol.
Living it up spell, activate.
I'm so glad I learned this spell. My next spell, Slopimus Drinkimus.
I love that she's just sucking on it like a bottle.
Yeah, well, she can't let even a single drop of that precious dark ambrosia.
Also, I guess when you live with a bunch of college kids, you have to secure your own booze.
Yeah, I mean,
I would have liked it if this girl walked in and it cut to the old lady's face and she just vomited into the camera.
who is that? Is it that boy? Aw, damn it.
It's him.
Living in the 70s must have sucked. With your phone just, like, ringing at all times.
And men just crawling into your attic.
Yeah. Well, and trying to call you all day.
Yeah, I'm really glad I live in an era where I can just hit turn do not disturb, and now everyone who wants to call me can fuck off.
Well, I like being able to send texts in response to phone calls. Yeah,
there's all kinds of silent, asynchronous communication. If this was the 1970s, we would be on a party line right now, which I don't even know how to do that.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
And then we would all be recording into our own individual reel-to-reels, and then we'd have to sync it up manually. And then we would have to distribute it in 8-track form.
Guys, check this shit out in your car. Grocery store. Yeah. Sync this up to whenever you listen to things.
God,
watch
this is
movies.
Why podcasts took so long. Or this would be our very confusing to take in radio show.
All right, everyone, turn on your TVs at exactly the same time.
All right, go to the drive-in. All right, now get
go
your
to
second
the drive
radio
in.
Out. Yeah, get your second radio out.
And listen to us.
I keep waiting for the boy to be behind her.
Or we're like in a booth at the drive-in. That would actually be really cool.
Oh my
god, that's
the
play. The
She's
booth
gonna
at the
leave
drive-in.
An upper decker.
No,
this is where more of her booze is. No. I fucking knew it. Same brand. Same half drink.
This woman is the fucking solid snake of getting drunk.
But wait, how? Why was it at the bottom? That bottle would be floating. It had air in it.
She's just gonna spit it out.
She's using it to wash out the toothpaste.
It's a glass, so it'd probably just sink.
I don't think that's true at all, Patrick.
It's a very heavy bottle.
Hi, I've got an urgent
question. It's leaded glass, so it'll sink.
So this is boyfriend girl now.
Oh,
I like this, that she's in a rocking chair. Look at her, she's a rocket, man.
Well, and like the plastic depressed into her mouth, like
why
she's obviously
like...
been trying to breathe it in.
Yeah.
I don't like this song.
Dart.
What is that song?
This Bell Bottom Killer has an awful voice, and I hate it.
Man, Bell Bottom Killer, that is a great serial killer name.
It sounds like he would be killing people with bell bottoms.
Where the heck are they? Where does this ancient bell cathedral hang out? Where is it?
Let's find out. Who's this man?
Oh, no.
You know what would be great?
He's just
about
this shirtless ball of, like, pale wax.
Oh, God.
To be fair, like, one highlight of the 70s, John, was you can just have whatever ridiculous facial hair you want.
Yeah. You can make you could fuck your face right up.
Yeah,
and
people could
was
not
like,
stop
what a distinguished-looking man.
What a distinguished-looking man.
Like, look at this. No eyebrows. But, oh, shit, get dunked on.
He's making the
fucking
most awful
idiot.
Face he knows how.
Shit, that's
this
a dude.
This guy's wearing bell bottoms.
I want skinny jeans, but I really just want to feel really comfortable around the ankles.
All right,
I have extremely sensitive ankle skin.
So we're like neck pillows, but for ankles.
Wait, why is this guy shepherding elementary school children around if he's in a fraternity?
They're on a college campus.
What are the elementary school children doing there?
Have you never toured a campus when you're in elementary school?
No.
Oh, yay, it's sphere hair. All right, nestle your face into my fro.
Yes.
And whisper to Santa what you want.
Jesus.
Oh man, this granny. What's going on?
It's fucking nice.
Yeah, that is certainly 1970s kitsch. People haven't made anything this tasteless since then.
you'd have to go to a Spencer's Gifts these days.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
yeah.
it.
No, they've put all of this sort of thing in an internment camp, and it's called Spencer's.
Wait, what's going on in that poster?
Is that a butthole flower?
They're having a lot of fun in that poster.
That's a butthole flower over there, by the way. She's like, smooth. I have to touch this. Mm.
Extremely smooth.
Now he definitely can't notice it because my hand's on it.
I bet there's some minuscule piece of decent underwear under that hand.
And whoring.
She just loves her butt poster.
Yes, well, I can appreciate a good butt poster as much as the next man.
So she was the one, she was the first to go.
Claire's the dead one?
Yeah, I think okay. That's because this is Claire's room with the flower on the wall.
Yeah, did you not see the octopus?
Okay.
This woman is a fucking ham.
Yeah.
He's like,
She's gonna bring her bag over and it's just gonna be clinking wildly.
Yeah.
Penetration.
There's probably a bottle under that hat. There it is!
I'm excited for whenever the killer shows up, and she reaches into the killer's pocket and pulls out one of those bottles to drink from before she dies.
That's really good.
Right? She's like, I already stashed one, don't worry.
Or maybe she'll be the one to beat the killer, because she'll just happen to be standing next to, like, a candle, and the whole room will fill with flame when she breathes on it.
That's one to slip on one of her glass bottles and fall down the stairs.
This half-lipstick look is very avant-garde.
This actually is not terrible.
Nice. Now she's gonna slap that cat around.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they have a very bad relationship.
No, but that boy.
It's like the next day.
Uh-huh.
And did he just live in the attic? Oh, this guy wow, is... look at... His brain is about to force its way through his forehead.
Jesus, this is like a fucking Vulcan. Or, I'm sorry, a Klingon.
He's who's this the Hulk woman. Villain? Mastermind?
Yes!
It's just a MODOK piloting a robot body. Yeah, there's your daughter!
Hey, everybody, do you remember when we showed you this?
Aw, heck!
I love dramatic irony.
Found the daughter. And I'm bad at piano. Pregnant. So all these people have... Some of these people have vague English accents.
Abortion.
This hat she's wearing is maybe the worst form of hat.
Oh yeah, I think this movie's the year after Roe v. Wade.
Oh wow.
Ah.
That's wild. No wonder this thing panned.
Peter's turtleneck is a good look.
I do like it.
It makes it look like he's a handsome Gumby. Wow.
At midnight tonight, I'll turn into John Malkovich.
I'm gonna do all of the non-Malkovich things I have left this afternoon.
Please, live my life with me as not John Malkovich.
What is this elaborate hall?
It's a performance hall.
It's a very small performance hall.
Is he like a professional pianist? Is that what's being implied?
I guess.
No, I think he's like a piano major.
I don't want to sound mean, but I would abort a child with a piano major.
Oh, yeah.
Get this kid drunk.
Oh, yeah.
This Barb, movie you... could not be made today.
Shotgun is child.
Like, I'm just like worriedly looking at this. Like, this woman's a pedophile.
How dare you say something bad about Barb?
I feel like that's fully within character for her to be the fucking pedo.
Is she's gonna teach that little boy butterfly knife tricks?
Oh, is it our boy?
So now I'm getting a full view of the poster behind her. And it's just like a poster about the ram symbol of the zodiac.
Ram.
Damn, this prepared piano score is good.
I do like it.
Wow. Bellbottom Killer's got a lot of voices.
He's also just like... It's a thing where it's just like he's just like fucking so weirdly crazy.
Yeah. You know what's like, it's weird that this is a very early example of like killers creeping their victims on the phone.
Right.
And yet they like, this is the like most creative, most like dynamic phone creeping I've ever heard.
Well, that's
it only like... got worse from here.
Right.
I think this might be the first.
Well, but also, like, it's also very real, because, like, if you've ever heard the Golden State Killer's phone calls, they sound kind of like this. Like...
I have not, and I'm probably going to listen to those after this.
Yeah, if you've not heard those, holy shit. I don't know how the fuck those women stayed in their houses, but if someone called me making the noise that he made, I would have fucking shit myself and ran.
And that was after this movie, so maybe he was inspired.
Did you see
it was
Barb
probably during the same
a...
time as this movie, actually.
Did you see that
no,
Barb brought a purse beer to the police station?
Fucking genius. I mean, come on. Beer was still considered a soft drink back then.
they handed it out
instead
of milk at
school. What a champion among scoundrels. The Ram poster just has Freud written on it, and also Iron.
Iron!
And red.
March 21st.
Oh, these are all just signs of Aries. These are all just Aries-related things.
Yes, that's what I said.
Freud, yes.
Yeah, Freud is an Aries.
Was he?
Yeah. But it's weird. Yeah. It's weird to put a name on your poster when you've got so many, like, just attributes and shit on there. Also, why does Aries get so much love in this sorority house? Is that the requirement for joining?
No, I think this is just this girl's room.
No, that's like the living room.
Oh.
Or the entryway.
Maybe you have to be Aries to get in.
Barb's too drunk.
Maybe you have to be Aries just to get the references. If you aren't Aries, it's just like, meh. This look of, alright, fuck you.
This man doesn't know what fellatio is.
I really wish she said, let me just show you. That would have been funny.
This is a
for
very
a second
funny,
I was worried.
Joke. Wow! That's the coolest hockey mask ever.
That is
for a second
awesome.
I thought she was about to throw up.
Do people still paint their hockey masks to be cool as shit?
This is hockey practice, so you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Please, let me see more of this Blade Warrior. This Ice Prince.
No joke. Mad Max Hockey Edition over here.
I think this lady's just British.
One
yeah, she's definitely British.
The piano man was also British. Maybe that's why they ended up dating.
No, he had like, more like mid-Atlantic.
You're the
vibe.
Only person here who wants scones ever, who thinks scones are at all good.
Might have shacked up somewhere.
God, who is this boy in the house?
I don't see why you are so stressed out about this. You could be playing literally anything right now.
It sounds like he's playing literally anything right now.
Why did he suddenly start making the bad music?
This music does not sound good.
It started with him making the bad music.
Maybe the piano is just busted.
This music is killing him.
I mean, it's not fun to listen to.
Wait, how is it possible for this to be your major, and this is what you spend all your time doing, and this is a big exam, and you're still doing terribly? Like, how is that possible?
Well, I mean, I feel like this a totally atonal piece like this would be pretty hard to learn. This must be some Schoenberg or some shit.
Look, I am not going to disagree with you that this was probably hard to learn. There. But holy shit, that had fucking nothing in it.
You should have played some jazz.
The more atonal music you listen to, the more you get used to it.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, you can.
It just has different objectives.
Also, I just don't really want
to
listen
to
it.
But now is not the time to discuss 20th century composition. Now is the time to figure out who this lady is.
Hugh, also, if you live next to an airport, you get used to the sounds of planes
what
flying
the fuck?
Overhead.
You're here again?
Nice.
What?
Yeah, wait, we talked about this.
Yeah,
wait,
this dude was in, he was in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
He was in the last episode of Columbo. And he is now in Black Christmas.
Yeah, whenever we watched the commercial for Black Christmas, we talked about how this guy's in everything.
Oh, I didn't know he mentioned it when we watched the commercial. But it's good, I guess, that the audience, you know, got someone to acknowledge that on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so this woodsman was the hockey player.
Okay, makes sense. I feel like woodsman would be good at hockey.
You gotta be a thick lad to wear a fur coat and, like, look right in it.
Yeah, but if you're a guy, you gotta wear, like, a rough fur coat. You can't wear just, like, a nice fur coat. You gotta have, like, a rugged fur.
You can't have, like, a soft, good-feeling fur coat. You need a fur coat that feels shitty to wear and is probably bad to own.
Yeah, you gotta see, like, you have to have, like, a poorly tanned fur coat. One that just really was not well processed.
Show me your most fucked up fur coat.
This dad is...
Is she just looking at porn now?
I think she's just looking at titties.
Hold on a second. This is a very dedicated dad. If it's been 24 hours, his daughter has not shown up, and he's like, yeah, I'll stick around.
I won't call the cops, but I'll hang out.
Surely she'll show up eventually. Barb's just hanging out with him all day, trying to make him as disappointed as possible.
Barb is just, like, ready to fuck.
Barb. Is she talking about how much sex his daughter has had? Oh no, she's talking about lions or cheetahs or some shit.
I feel like she randomly has difficulty talking.
At this point, she's very drunk. She's been drinking
all
day.
I think that's called being very drunk.
Is it? Is she being
drunk?
Oh,
man, I hope she barfs on screen. This film is all about me waiting for the first person to barf.
We've got the barf timer in the corner.
The barf clock is showing 6 minutes to midnight.
You shit me. This is a very weird line of conversation.
Well, it was probably implied early in the movie during some period in which we were not listening that Barb picks on the dead girl.
It's a good line read.
Barb, I would, if I wore glasses, I would be very into octagonal ones.
Those look good. Like that, she's like, oh no, I've been called out. They've seen through my ruse. They know that I'm drunk.
I thought I was really passing it off.
That was really good. She goes, but how? And then just walks out, dejected.
Oh, what?
He's done with his piano.
What could he have done here?
I think he just pushed the lid off. Oh my!
You know what I hit? You know what I want to do? Cause thousands of dollars in damage to a musical instrument that's not mine.
Destroy property, big time.
Oh, this piano was built by the founding fathers themselves as a group activity. Goodbye.
As a person that played piano for many years, this makes me very sad.
Holy fuck, I just love the idea of a bunch of the, like, lesser Constitutional Convention members hauling Ben Franklin up in his big stupid sedan chair so that he can string a piano.
He's got the best hands. I don't know. That watching a man destroy a piano like that made me much more uncomfortable than watching that woman die.
Well, and it's not the piano's fault that he didn't channel his pathos into the music.
Yeah,
I'm pretty confident that piano is fucked up.
He's just not a mature musician, and that's why he didn't win the big piano game.
I don't know. I don't think any of his behavior displays immaturity. Destroying a piano for no reason.
Wait, why are they all being kicked out? Is she having boys over?
I don't know. I think they're showing Brain Man.
Around town.
Oh, they're doing like a search party.
All right, everybody, go around. First one to find a girl wins.
Oh, so there was an unrelated girl who had gone missing and died, or who has been missing. I guess that our boy found the wrong house.
Hmm.
That boy has not done anything for, like, 2 days.
I feel like the community getting together to look for someone is kind of like an old thing. You don't really... I mean, is that a thing we still do?
No.
Whoa, look at this bad man.
Small communities, it's a thing.
Okay.
That still happens.
Ah, shit, he's ready to ride off on a snowmobile and slay a murderer.
Because if someone in Houston came to me and said, hey, do you want to go look for a dead person?
It's not. It's like...
I would say
it's
yes.
Not like, it wouldn't be... I don't think it's a big city thing.
I would definitely
say there's
yes.
not a way to look for people in a big city.
You can't use your eyes.
Well, no, it's like, okay, they might be in this woods somewhere.
You just start busting into people's houses. Say, hey, do you have? Is there a corpse in here?
Just 30 people show up to a house. Where's the corpse? God damn it!
Well, it's typically like people come in the woods or something.
Just ripping open doors, pulling shit out of closets.
Is this the bell-bottom killer?
Oh, she's getting ready for a date.
All right. She's going on vacation. Her outfit is very good right now.
God.
Joke.
Oh, boy, that cat.
Kitty, hungry. At the end of the film, the cat's gonna, like, the cat will have eaten entirely into her chest cavity and made a little home there. It'll just be a shot of the cat peeking out of her body.
It is a nesting cat. It will find a corpse and then turn the corpse into its own private nest.
She keeps... Why... Like, she hears a door sound.
I need this for the next stage of my metamorphosis, the cat says.
She hears a door open, and she thinks, my cat? Surely, my cat.
Well, she hasn't seen the cat in a whole day, because it's been so busy I don't know, breaking into that one girl's room so that it can taste of her sweet flesh.
John, do you think we've just comedically discovered the origin of how sphinxes are made?
You know, yes. A cat gets in there.
And when it comes out, it just fucking loves riddles.
It evolves.
It's like, shit, I can't wait to trick people and then eat them.
You picked a good outfit to die in, lady.
Yeah, you know, as long as it doesn't get all fucked up, they can just bury you right in that. I do like those kind of hats that ladies wear, where they're little, like, bowls.
This is so strategically unwise.
Where they look like dapper little sailors.
Yeah, but, like, obviously they're not. They're ladies.
Oh, no.
I don't know, they could be a sailor.
No.
And dapper. How did the cat even get up here?
They're ladies.
Phew. I was trying to save you from this.
How did that cat climb what? A vertical staircase? Or a vertical ladder?
I'm going to tell you this right now, Pat. Cats can totally climb ladders.
Oh.
Oh.
He grips
what's this
hook.
Guy's plan? He's like, have you ever heard of a Rube Goldberg machine?
The Rube Goldberg?
Let me show you some videos on YouTube.
Check it out.
Have you heard of OK Go?
They popped a balloon with a fucking...
Is he going to use the hook to swing at her, like pirate style?
No, he's definitely going to just whack her in the head with it.
I hope it uses it just as a blunt object.
Look at her still hamming it up. Look at her
no
go.
No joke.
The fact that she did not
fucking
go Lucille down,
Ball over here.
Oh, there he is.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
That's a pulley system.
Yeah, it's a block and tackle right there.
That's a brutal death for a movie.
She is not dead.
Oh, she's dead.
She's completely dead.
What is she screaming?
I can't believe like her reaction is to look around the room instead of just jumping down the ladder.
Well, she's drunk, Pat.
Yeah, so like if I'm drunk, I'm more likely to be a coward.
Was this her
date? Fair enough.
I think it's her cab driver.
Ah.
With a key.
No, he didn't have a key.
Yeah, that was
the he walked away, sorry.
The airlock.
Yeah, that's the fake door. When you live in like the Northeast,
make sure you do big hand motions so that we can see that you're cursing as you leave.
Oh.
And now it's
yes.
Oh, no. It was a good lamp.
The scene we have all been waiting for.
Ah.
Damn, this is so good.
Oh my
God. I can't see anything because there's no lights.
I don't like this.
I'm
it's
so
like I'm
clumsy.
Taking a hot cinematographic bubble bath.
I don't like that.
I like the idea that the cops just like rolled out a barrel, filled it with oil, and then just like threw a match in.
Everyone get around the warm barrel. This is all legal and fine.
It's legal if the cops do it.
Hey guys, don't worry. What are we gonna do? Arrest ourselves?
I mean, the cops already like gathered a search posse together.
Yeah, no, they literally just like. Fucking rolled up and were like, you guys have to work for us.
Yeah, as long as they're flaunting due process, they might as well light a few fire barrels.
Okay. Oh, she's just hanging.
Yeah. Oh, he's doing a collection up there.
What do we find?
Look at that mustache! Oh my God!
Wow!
Like I said, all facial hair is fair
Are
game.
Are you sure that's
it's
just not
legal,
a
merkin
he taped to his upper lip?
He went to a merkin store but didn't know what merkins were.
I mean,
or
they don't know what fellatio is, so I doubt they know what a merkin is in this universe, unfortunately.
Oh, man.
What is it?
With all my enormous intellectual capacity,
yeah.
I could not have anticipated
such a disaster. That's just how he takes
pictures
with his brain.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it must be her daughter.
Madame, take shelter in my telepathic sphere of protection.
I was expecting
you
to be like
your daughter's brow.
I was half expecting it to be like the cat, and he just like threw it so hard out the window.
And they were all just freaked out by this dead cat.
Does he have a phone up there?
Why is that your response?
Oh, now he's doing his best Juju impression.
How is your response, who is this, and not, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's interesting that he's
throwing me off.
It's interesting that he's sane enough to dial the number of the place that he's going to kill people at, but not sane enough to, like, put together a coherent sentence.
So I guess his name's Billy.
I mean, yeah, his insanity is literally just focused on...
So,
he said, why did you do this to me?
Bellbottom,
why did you do this to Billy?
Bellbottom Billy is not a very scary serial killer name.
It's me.
He's not.
To
be fair, he's not exactly a scary serial killer.
I don't know. He's killed two people in rapid succession.
He's killed three people.
Three people in rapid succession
over the span of like 72 hours.
That is enough to classify as a serial killer.
That's pretty fast.
I think you
got to
get five.
Alive.
I think three very quickly like this, especially when they're unrelated.
Yeah, you're right, Pat. If it's three, you're just a triple murderer, and if you're four,
and they
you're
call
just
you
a quadruple
pussy
murderer.
In court. Say, wow, what a fucking idiot.
They call you a coward.
Thank God. Do it for real or
it's...
don't.
Okay, no, it is three or more.
Call
Hello.
That shit.
So he is now a serial killer. I just got back from murdering a piano.
Now I'm going to murder you.
I was just throwing stuff around in the attic.
Why does this dude seem so okay right now?
This guy's hair does not match his face.
Because he just woke up.
Oh, he took a little nappy and got over it. Maybe he is ready. I feel like he needs to go back and do the performance again, and the board can see how much he's improved in such a short time.
Her accent just throws me off.
Attacking me. And they both have it. They both have posh English accents, and they're the only two in the show.
Yeah.
No, I don't think his act... He goes back and forth. He's got, like, an Ohioan accent.
Well, it's
sometimes.
Weird to switch from, like, a posh English accent to, yeah, okay, lady, yeah.
All right, lady. Maybe that was an intentional decision? Wow, that dude's just got a gun in a...
That's fucking great. Hey, if you guys have any guns with you while we look for this little girl's body, bring them.
No, yeah, that's... Look, none of this is strange.
No, carrying a gun into a police station is not strange?
No.
I'm gonna challenge you on that one, Pat.
So I guess I'll
like, in a city, sure, it's really weird, but if you were just helping the cops on, like, a search party when there's, like, a suspected evildoer out there. Like, no, it would be weird to have your rifle with you.
Now I'm wondering what kind of, like, wintry, dark shit, what kind of, like, cold, subterranean dealings you were involved in Vermont.
No, it's just, like, in Vermont, it's, like, it's not that unusual for, like, children to go missing in the woods or during the winter or, like, people to be found frozen.
And when you are,
I thought you guys
them, you
don't you guys live
guns.
Around the woods and in the cold a lot? Like, haven't y'all figured this shit out yet?
It's like I had a friend pass away a few years ago because like his truck fell into the ice,
it took
several days for them to find it.
I'm not trying to sound insensitive. I'm just saying you don't hear about people getting lost in the marshes around Houston.
The ever-present marshes.
Hey, man, we conquered our environment. You guys have been living in Vermont.
They're so far away from society.
You guys have been living in Vermont way longer than us. We've conquered our environment. Y'all have no excuse.
Wow. I feel like you did mean to sound insensitive, and you do.
No, I don't.
Good job.
I don't. I'm just stating facts, John.
Pianist.
I've seen people play the piano with their penis. It was not impressive.
Just because you suck.
All right, we get it. You did a tight shot.
He's all like, I want to, now that I can't be a penist, I'm going to go into the work in the mines, and you're going to have our baby.
Darling, let's live in West Virginia.
His face looks fucking like an evil elf man.
We'll buy a little bit of land and put up a corrugated tin shack, and I'll work the mines. I'll find
my
that
black my gold. Papa. My papa is the meat manager in this small town grocery store. Surely I can follow in that family business.
If not, then I shall be the grocer. Truly
and then
a great passion.
Look at the bear man
father.
Looming in the side of the shot.
I imagine like his father's just like, hey, what up?
Bloody Hello. Fucking apron.
Hello, Gov.
No, he's like just a Brooklynite.
Okay. Oh, good.
I couldn't tell what you were going for with that accent.
No, it's not. It's like, hey, I'm Eddie Brock. What up?
Yeah, I still don't know what that accent is, Pat. I'm sorry.
You good?
It's kind
this
of
guy
like
in the background
a,
is just laughing.
It's kind of like a middle-aged Ninja Turtle who has let himself go.
Hey, and where do the Ninja Turtles live?
Damn, this murder's so hilarious. They live in the sewer.
They live in the sewers of?
A
metropolis, I'm guessing.
Literally New York City.
All right. I'm glad they contained them there. Come read this hilarious murder joke.
This dude's yucking it up.
Joke.
Oh, he's reading the fellatio.
Oh, that's what they're all.
This dude's gonna have an aneurysm.
She gave him fellatio.
Man, this extremely seedy hyena of a detective.
No joke. I like his Japanese businessman suit.
Yeah. He looks like John Travolta with meth teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. Just bullying this poor cop.
Poor idiot cop. Oh, things are going south here.
Look how like tight his upper lip is getting. You can tell he's furious.
What's on his shoulder?
That's exactly what I was wondering. Is that like a big PVC tube?
I think it's just some of the moss from
no,
this
it's
Christmas
like a piece
tree.
Of, yeah, it's like
oh,
a piece
yeah,
of
the spider webs all over this.
Yeah,
this
why
Halloween
would you decorate
tree?
Your tree like that? It makes it look like a haunted swamp creature.
I think it's
God.
Supposed to look like, in theory, it's supposed to look like snow.
It's like, wow. Like eyes are fucking terrifying.
Yeah, they managed to get him to step right into the part
right?
of the room that would make him look most evil.
Right, like he's got one dark eye and one extremely bright eye.
Yeah.
The cops need to get this guy and be like, alright, now do your best licking noises. Alright, we got our guy.
So could you give me a Billy?
Could you give me a really long extended cunt?
No. I want you to give me your best impression of someone with a gargly voice, pretending to be a little girl, pretending to be another older man.
Well, it seems like their relationship is over. Piano boy didn't pass the big piano test.
So he decided to just burn it all down.
Yeah.
I hope he like goes to the broken piano and like creates a kind of armor out of it.
I have rebuilt myself.
Could you imagine if you were in a profession where there was something like that that could just make or break your whole career, like one specific event?
I remember playing piano competitively, and it was super fun.
Wait,
fucking...
like in a race?
No, just like it was a piano competition
no,
where you go
he
and
did
you play
piano
pieces.
Hurdles, of course.
Yeah, you carry the piano and you have to jump over hurdles. It's very difficult.
Piano, track, and field.
Yeah, you did the piano shot put.
That would be so dope.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have made me into a rube, Patrick. You've shown me to be the dunce.
I just was not a music kid. I played the drums for like a week and a half, and I was like, I hate carrying this to school. It's too heavy.
Until what age did you play piano competitively?
18.
Wow.
Yeah, so I played it. I didn't like it.
Were you humiliated by a rival?
No, I just, like, it was a lot of work, and it was like, by that time in my life, I'd discovered writing, so I was like, yeah, I like this way more.
And then you decided to destroy the piano.
No, I still have my old piano.
Did you ever destroy a grand piano?
No, that would make me extremely sad to destroy a grand piano.
Hit it with a mic stand, please.
What kind of piano is your old piano? I had a stand-up, and it's like one that's been in my family for like 90 years.
Oh, mine's been in my family for maybe 30
yeah.
or 40.
So, like, I don't know, like, a lot of labor goes into
grand pianos. Do you have to, like, soul-bound a piano to keep it in your family?
Basically. Yeah.
Like, you go into the woods of pianos, and you, like, capture one, and...
You cut your hand, and you cut the piano's hand, and you mingle your blood with the piano's blood.
I mean, you can definitely tell whenever you, like, find whenever you meet a non-soul-bound piano, you're like, oh, all right,
What's this fucking guy doing? Oh, he's bugging the phone.
Yeah, they're bugging the phone.
So they can hear the weird sloppy noises.
Yeah. I was about to say, I forgot that they'd already found one dead girl. I was about to say, wow, these cops are way more involved than any other cops I've ever seen in a horror movie.
When are they going to start smelling the stink of putrefaction?
They're wrapped in plastic.
Yeah, it's cold.
And it's cold.
Ooh. That's right. That's why they picked Christmas.
I also put a camera in your bathroom. Don't worry about that.
This is the 1970s, so it's a VHS camera.
I think this would even be pre-VHS. It would be just a big film camera.
I put an 8mm camera in your fucking...
Or it'd be like a Super 8, maybe.
Yeah.
It actually just takes up the whole bathroom. The bathroom is a camera toilet now.
You'll have to duck under it whenever you come in.
They open the bathroom door and it's just a huge lens looking back at them.
Also, you need to keep the door open. This thing gets hot as fuck. It will burn this house down.
Also, whenever you see the film run out, give me a call. I'll come and replace it.
You know, that was one of the good things about filming prior to VHS is like...
Oh my god,
it was extremely expensive to be a pervert back then.
Sinister piano boy.
It's amazing that they, like, have a murderer in the, like, attic who has killed two people. We've seen him kill two people, and yet the piano man is the one that I am most unsettled by.
Well, we haven't seen the murderer's face. We've just heard him... As he crashes
through the attic.
Maybe that's why he was so bad. He spent all of his time, instead of practicing, just making weird phone calls. Honestly, big mood. But not until you give me 50.
That's interesting. This is like one of the only movies I've seen with sororities as like a main feature of it, and they don't have some kind of stupid hazing bullshit.
And they're like all different people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so far this just seems like a boarding house.
Which,
but like, I mean, a boarding house of people who are all the same age.
Which, like, that's what a sorority house should be, but Hollywood does not understand that.
And... The Greek system. The Greek system has changed a lot.
I imagine that's true. The Greek system, because I had to live in a dorm right next.
You
to
were in a fraternity?
No, I had to live in a dorm that was right next to all the fraternities. I was on the first floor, right next to it, and they were all really loud. And I wanted to go tell them to be quiet, and my roommate was like, "No, don't do that, because they'll beat
you
up."
They probably would have made you pick up an egg with your butt cheeks and drink 90 gallons of Jägermeister.
I would have just pissed on the floor.
Look at these juicy switchboards.
That would have been your response?
Yeah. Just take out my dick and just start pissing on their floor and be like, fuck you. Actually, no, I would do it on the floor. I'd do it on the drywall so it would soak in.
Enjoy. Enjoy.
Oh my,
my
God.
Piss is now part of the wallpaper.
Exactly.
A tender moment. I love that this dude can't do words. He's got some kind of, like, expressive aphasia going on.
He's got,
maybe
like,
he's
really...
also ju-
he's
either,
maybe like,
he's found all of the landlady's booze.
he's extremely emotive. He's either, like, you know, very, like, lustful or angry or just, like, sad or confused. Mm-hmm. But and he always makes sounds that sounds like he's about to say words of that emotion, but just can't work on, just can't do it.
Yeah.
It sounds like when you hear someone sobbing and they can't talk anymore.
Yeah. I like that we only see one of his hands because he's holding a camera.
Bored of the rocking chair game.
I can't
time
wait
to kill
till
again.
We get a shot of him and he's actually been holding a camera the whole time.
This is the original found footage film as well.
Wow.
Look at that dope.
The,
I hope that's a chest.
That shot of those glass figurines. Very good. No, it's just a little glass menagerie.
A bong?
It's for tobacco only.
Not the best character.
Please don't kill Barb. Please tell me Barb is just having an asthma attack.
No, she's just masturbating.
Oh.
Or she's
no,
possessed.
She's having an asthma attack.
Look at those dope little swans. She is having an asthma attack. My goodness. Her breasts.
Hugh.
What a well-rounded character.
Now is not the time.
Not only is she a badass,
she's
but
heaving
also,
them, John. What am I supposed
she
to
also
do?
Has an, she also has asthma.
I didn't know inhalers existed in the 1970s.
I didn't know you could get an asthma attack while you were sleeping.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can get them whenever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have asthma.
Having asthma sucks.
It probably doesn't help that she's drinking all the time.
And smoking.
Right. Yes.
I wanted to just be like, oh, I thought the cigarettes were going to cure my asthma. That's what the doctor told me.
Yeah, unfortunately, there were medical cigarettes sold once.
Dude, I hope Piano Boy
yes,
and
was...
Bell Bottom Billy meet each other.
What, an arm wrestle?
Yeah. Mortal arm wrestling?
For the
or they both,
the
they both start, they compete to see who can beat the shit out of a
God.
Piano the best.
No, it's like, we're gonna arm wrestle to decide who gets to kill Jess.
I know that caroling is a long time tradition, yeah. But I can't think of anything I would hate more.
Right. I can't believe this was ever okay.
Yeah, like, I mean, trick or treating is great and cool. This is borderline harassment.
Just singing outside someone's house. What are you supposed to do when
you're
you
supposed
go
to like bring
the
them
carolers?
Treats or like hot
no.
chocolate? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not always.
That's what that is a common thing that people do.
Yeah, I guess.
You can also
I remember caroling
see.
As a kid, and that is what would happen.
Yeah, maybe in your big fancy suburbs.
You can just
yeah.
listen to him sing and then slam the door on them.
Yeah,
no,
see,
Pat,
yeah.
You would, in the nice, like, rich white neighborhoods where, like, they said, okay, if you're going to carol, do it on this night. Don't do it on any of the other nights, you fuckers. Like, people from churches would come to our neighborhood, and they'd be like, no, 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 no.
Oh, so beautiful. And he's, like, perfect. It's like when there's a thunderstorm in a stealth game.
That kid,
I'm undetectable
that kid misses
now.
Q.
My footsteps blend perfectly with the sound of children singing.
I want them to do fa-la-la-la-la, and him just, like, do fast little steps.
No, don't kill Barb. Barb rules, although that unicorn...
No, that was his goal the whole
time.
I'm beginning
to come around to the killer's perspective here. That unicorn is just so enticing.
It looks like she's trying to get away from the carolers.
Oh no, he's talking.
This dude's got some slender fingers. He's gonna stab her with the unicorn.
It's me, Billy, the unicorn boy.
Bell-bottom Billy, the unicorn.
Whoa,
boy.
Whose skull is that?
It's fucking.
I think it's
Warwick's,
hers. I mean,
dude.
she was quoting Shakespeare, or she was doing Shakespearean insults. So maybe she's a theater major.
I was thinking she's a theater major.
It is also possible she's a warlock, but if she was, she would have used her dark magics to defend herself.
I don't know.
Though the first time he stabbed her, the unicorn horn did come away with no blood on it, which might indicate that she did have false life cast on herself.
But he broke through it because he's a spellbreaker.
Like, because he used her own enchanted objects against her.
Well, no, false life just gives you 7 points of temp HP. I mean, you can cut through that with a single unicorn stab.
Yeah,
easy.
And you know what? He just got to roll coup de grace, so.
Yeah.
Unicorn 1d7 of piercing damage. We just found a mutilated dead girl's corpse. Let's go around and sing.
Yeah. Hey, I know a murder has happened recently, but would you mind bringing my child with you to tour strangers' neighborhoods?
You know what we're really tired of right now? Our fucking kids. Go fucking tramp them around the neighborhood, please.
please make my child cold.
Yeah, I don't appreciate having to deal with my own child.
Where is this guy? He's in some kind of factory. Oh, this is a giant switchboard. I've seen these.
He's in an electricity factory.
Uh-oh. Here he comes. Oh, is he going to say the call's coming from inside the house?
Who's this female voice?
I think it's still him.
That's pretty
dope.
Yeah,
I think he's... Yeah.
Oh, man. Patrick, that means that Happy was making a reference to this. Whenever the crazy Santa could do the little kid voices.
Yeah, probably.
That's just a reference to this. Making this show even better.
And, like, the reason this cop is in Nightmare on Elm Street is because, like, also is a reference to this.
Yeah.
He didn't manage to track down the switch the call was coming from.
That's really cool that tracking the call is just, like, a physical fucking, like,
I
gotta run
through
this.
I mean, it used
this.
To be cool.
Yeah. I mean, old mechanical switchboards, well, electromechanical switchboards, are really radical.
Yeah, like, all this shit that, like, we used to have to do to, like, live somewhat decent lives. It's like, well, this is wild that they would even fucking think this is an okay thing to do in retrospect, because fuck all that.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're so huge and so expensive and so difficult to maintain.
Yeah, and it's just like, this just seems like so much overhead for the convenience of, like, talking on the phone. Like, yeah, we fucking needed that shit, bro. But, I mean, to be fair, it's obviously so terrible that we shoot fucking satellites into space.
Yeah. Shooting satellites into space is its own, like, overhead.
Yeah, it's its own, like, insanity of upkeep.
Uh-oh.
What?
They're bringing in a rowdy customer. Oh, dude, he's pulling his pants down.
Look, it's
Hell
his
yes.
butt.
He's
going to piss
gonna
on,
shit
the
on the
floor. He's got blood all over him.
What's happening to him?
He got shot. He shot him.
Oh, wow.
He shot this cop
with
fucking rock salt.
He peppered him.
Nice. It's fucking you shot a cop and then you're gonna talk shit afterwards.
And then he walks
Yeesh.
Away.
Look at how amazing
He's
the 1970s
He's like, I'm going
were.
Home.
Yeah, you could just like beat up a cop and then like spit on his face and then he can't do anything.
I'm gonna tell you what, that did not happen in Houston. Holy shit.
Yeah, you city folk. You don't know how to... They don't teach you how to...
We don't know how to keep the cops in their place.
Yeah, no. Instead, the cops beat the shit out of us in the city.
Yeah, I mean, the real trick is just you gotta give bad vibes. Or rowdy vibes.
I think you just gotta make sure that the police department's so underfunded there's like 3 police for every 20,000 people.
It's not that it's underfunded, it's just that the population's small.
Yeah, I know. It's because you guys don't make any money in Poorsville, Vermont.
No, it's because there's not enough houses.
No, I'm not done shitting on Vermont.
He's so gentle most of the time.
He's so gentle.
This is some serious...
Piano got into him.
Yeah, this is like a very like realistic portrayal of a person trapped in an abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. Who is also oblivious to the death of her fucking roommates.
Yeah. They're like the only two people left in the house.
And they're like, meh.
I wonder where everyone else is. I don't know.
I've got all these problems that I have.
What up? Do you like scary movies?
What has Peter done?
Peter's the boyfriend. He puts down the phone and just starts sprinting.
Yeah, puts on his running shoes.
Oh, yeah. Puts his headband on.
Yeah, the speed no juice.
I just want them to cut to him as the phone rings. He's just like stops stretching to pick up the phone. It's like, I'm ready.
Wow. Peter's really taking this bad.
What? Oh, it hung up, so he wasn't able to track it. That's why he slapped himself in the face.
He's probably dead-ass drunk.
Look at this. This demonic fucking metal
rules,
hellscape.
Right?
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Humans are so fucking weird.
Sometimes I'll just listen to the sounds that electromechanical switchboards make.
It's how you fall asleep at night.
No, it would be very bad to sleep to.
Wait, let me get my pants off. Tell me.
Ooh, a shadow up here.
Do you think the cat's fine?
Unless she's making an excuse for him because he's an artist.
Oof. Oh, wait, is that shadow just this other girl's hair?
That's what I was wondering, but I don't think so.
No, that's either Bellbottom Billy or Peter.
I'm pretty sure Bellbottom Billy is crouching. That's why it looks like her hair.
He's covered himself in steel wool to look like her hair.
This lighting is so good.
Yeah, I do. Like, this lighting is honestly making me think this was not made in the 70s. Like, it makes me feel like it's a much more modern film. Like, this movie is very well
shot.
I'm
also surprised that it's taking this plot turn. Like, we're so deep into the film, and the cops are just now getting suspicious of Peter.
Right. Like, they're connecting these dots.
Implying that the film still has plans.
Well, and it's
like,
weird, because...
What will happen to Peter, and, like, how it will come back to the killer.
Well, and it's weird, because in, like, any modern horror movie, we would have seen Peter killing people. Like, they cannot keep it in their pants in modern horror movies. They will just fucking show you right out of the... Like, here's a fucking murderer no one else knows. You know. Check out this dope dramatic irony. It's just like, alright, sure. But this movie's like, nah, man. We don't know. That dude's kind of crazy, but who knows? Give me the fucking bottle. What the fuck?
Wait, what was that?
What the fuck? Do you see that guy just lean in?
That was some weird old dude.
Oh shit. No!
Hey, we're here to visit.
We brought some guns. We heard you had aspirin.
These guys are great. Is this like a Trailer Park Boys cameo?
Yeah, exactly.
What a weird time for comedic relief.
Let me just lean this gun really close to your fucking face.
Just point it right at your chin.
And I'm surprised they don't keep panning back to the grandma flipping them off.
I just like that like they close the door and the two men turn and go, "Eh," to each other.
Alright, let's lock every door in this house.
I also...
Our best plan.
I also really like that this cop's best plan of action is, I'm gonna sit in this room and listen on the phone.
Yeah, well, all they sit get in his office forever.
Yeah.
All they've gotten is...
And he's got his gun holsters on. What are you doing, man?
Well, but they don't know that the phone calls are connected to anything at all.
Yeah, but that's what they're trying to do, is track the phone calls to see, to like, oh, who is it?
Because
what they need is a faster switchboard operator.
They really need to get him some roller skates.
Oh, hell yes. That would be so cool. What was that pulsing light?
I know. I was about to say.
No, it was him opening it.
What is Bell Bottom Billy up to now?
Pat, did you say that was him unlocking an achievement?
No. It was him opening it.
What?
I think she just got fucked up by Bell Bottom Billy.
No, she got super fucked up.
Oh, they're discovering the piano. Man, like, the amount of... I don't know. It just makes
me sad. He's obviously a murderer. Yeah. No, like, grand pianos are like... They're so expensive.
And, like, even a poorly made grand piano is extremely difficult to make. I don't know. It's like whenever someone, like, you know, like, destroys a great, like, sculpture or something. It's like, hey, you know, someone worked really hard to make that. It's kind of fucked up.
And they sound so good. Fuck, yeah. Grand pianos sound so good.
Yeah.
I hope the cops talk to all the witnesses in that room.
I gotta say, fucking, yeah, that'd be very smart. I gotta say,
those paintings.
I played piano for like 13 years, and it like always, I don't know how, but always surprised me that it's a stringed instrument. It's just like, it's so just not sound like...
Yeah, we get it. You're talented, Hugh. Yeah.
Yeah, Pat, I am.
Come on. I want to listen to Billy's phone call.
No, listen to me regale you with memories of my piano youth.
Someone just left the Discord because they were so sick of you talking about how good he was at piano.
No, I'll never stop.
Wait, what's he saying?
He's like...
he's calling her a pig.
Pat, that sounds a lot like you when you do that fake laugh. So wait, is the location always switching, or can he stay in one spot and wait for another phone call?
The problem is, unfortunately for him, the phone that he needs to talk to the police is on the opposite end of the room.
Use his cell phone. What an idiot.
Or put the police phone on a little wheelie cart.
Why is she looking up? She shouldn't be looking up at all.
Man. Him with all of this machinery, like, or being surrounded by all of this machinery makes him look like a little gnome. And he's wearing, like, weird work boots and stuff.
Yeah, they're all rubber, so he doesn't get electrocuted.
It's just, like, a thing for him to listen into the line.
No, that's so cool, though, that he can just, like, fucking hop on this line.
Yep. He can tap any phone in the city. Anytime he wants.
Do they just have on a radio or something?
Oh, now he's doing...
It's Gollum!
What was that sitcom with the dinosaurs?
Oh my god. I'm a baby, gotta love me.
Alright, now I'm done.
Goodbye.
That was the end of tonight's performance. It's coming from inside the house. Nice.
Man, I really... This makes me... Like, do you think that, like, the killer's inside the house? That was a trope that existed before this movie, or do you think this movie broke that shit out?
This was the second movie to do it, I think. Mm. Because that's based off of an urban legend.
Yeah, I know it's based off an urban legend, but I wonder...
Oh,
wait,
damn. Oh, shit.
There was a cop station outside the house, and the killer just murked him.
How is he getting in and out of the attic like that?
No, remember, there's a lattice on the side of the house, remember? That's how he got in the first place.
Yeah, I know, but just, like...
And he's a great climber.
Yeah,
he must be an excellent and very stealthy climber.
He's a little
climber.
Scurry boy. Wow.
Yeah. It's time to... You just heard a spooky call. It's time to go look in every room in the house.
I gotta say, this movie does a very good job of, like, creating a fucking really scary-ass environment of just, like wind outside, creaky-ass house.
Yeah.
This phone ringing constantly.
Very bad attic.
Yes.
Maybe some urgency, Sergeant Nash. Maybe leave. Maybe tell her to leave now.
Close your eyes. Open your mouth. Why not?
Wait, is he Irish?
Yeah, definitely look up the stairwell. Do not go up there. The cop is right.
Is it possible for the killer to listen in on this?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know how the phone system used to work.
Sorry, but I love to die.
No, she's leaving.
No, she's back. Yeah,
she's
backing
away. Towards
the
door. Good job. Excellent job. No, this is one of those cases in which cowardice and self-preservation should win out. Please answer me. Her sense of noblesse oblige won't let her leave.
Oh man, this scene in
It's the posh English accent is... working against her.
Come on.
This scene
come on,
is
open
just
the
terrible.
Fucking door.
Oh no, you idiot.
No, you know what? Nah.
You have no training. You have no training in fighting with pokers. You could never win.
Well, yeah.
You haven't spent even 1 minute studying the blade.
Yeah, come on.
He's about to start off like for 18 years,
I studied
the fire poker.
I competitively fought with fire pokers. And I'm going to tell you right now, she doesn't know the first thing.
Boy, I hate to see a nice fire poker like that get destroyed.
I know. You know how much work goes into those?
She should have made it really hot first, too.
That would take a while. See, Pat, you don't know anything about pokers either.
No. See, she has time, though, because Billy's a shy boy.
I mean, also, he's upstairs. He can't get down.
The Bellbottom Billy is upstairs with his corpse menagerie. And he is not coming down anytime soon. There's plenty of time to warm up.
I don't know what the fuck she thinks she's going to accomplish.
I think she thinks she's going to wake up her friends.
What an idiot.
These photos, or these picture frames with a bunch of tiny photos of faces in them, are such like a 1950s through 60s thing to do.
It's probably like the past sorority houses.
Yeah, exactly. But it's still like, wow, this is fucking weird. Actually, no, you know, that's not that weird. We had huge murals of those at my high school of like every year.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my.
Hoo boy.
Do you think they're dead?
This was a
he done piled them up.
Idea.
That is kind of weird that he piled them up.
All right. Oh wait. Uh oh.
You should get away from Billy.
The fuck?
She slammed his hand in the door.
Oh, smart.
Uh-huh.
Are you serious?
Right.
You can't operate a door right now?
Ah.
Oh, no.
Wrecked.
Wow, that is the fastest I've ever seen a villain move in a horror movie.
Well, and they're doing such a good job of not showing his body.
No,
he's just like this fucking Tasmanian devil-style whirlwind of hatred.
No joke.
World's most powerful deadlock.
Like, did you see me, like, cut back to the stairwell? It was just him just, like, sprinting. That was...
Killer calmly walks away.
Yeah, alright. Alright.
Now the question becomes, can you get out from this basement?
You don't have to. You just gotta wait long enough for the cops to get there.
Yeah, I've seen signs.
Well, now she knows she can just cower out and leave.
Oh, there's a little window.
Yeah. You'll usually have, like, a way out from your basement.
You know, but I think that he would know about the entrances and exits of the basement, so...
Why?
This basement is
he's
also...
he's been able to study the house, I assume. I mean, he knows a lot about the house, Pat.
You seem to think he's doing a lot more planning than I think he's capable of.
This basement is also very bad. The highest and lowest places in this house are no good.
Yeah, the middle part's the only good part.
What the fuck? Why would you own this? Why would you let your basement get this bad?
Yeah, I feel like basements are cool. Why would you, like, fuck with your basement like this?
Where is the terrible red light coming from?
Oh, it's Christmassy.
Aw, dude, Peter's gonna show up and surprise her, and she's gonna thrust her poker through his skull.
Oh, he's gonna deserve it, though.
She would have to be so strong to do that.
There's the guy. Is that Bell Bottom Billy?
Oh man, what if Peter's middle name is Billiard? Or Billiam?
Why wouldn't it be William?
Why would it be William? There's no Billy in William. It's me, your asshole boyfriend, here to break into your house.
I want
to
have a baby!
Now she must decide if Peter is the killer or not.
Please! Don't get an abortion.
Implant your uterus into me. Let me have the baby.
Is it gonna
I will
be
the male seahorse.
Oh, he's gonna get wrecked.
Hey!
Oh, it's
he's gonna
it's
get
Peter.
Torn up.
This girl is correct to not trust him.
Yeah, he's weird.
Oh! What the actions of a very normal boyfriend.
This guy is the O.J. Simpson of this story, as in he is totally innocent.
I loved
innocent.
Her too much.
This is all on the up and up.
I love you, Jess, too much. Why would he know she's down here?
That's true. He must be the killer.
Peter Billiam Piano. It's really surprising that she didn't see the killer's face.
I mean, she wasn't looking for it.
There was no time. Was that the sound of a fire poker? I practiced with fire pokers for 20 years.
Yeah, see, this guy, he's far too posh to not know how to wield a poker.
No bad news.
Bad what news, are you doing with bears. That poker?
Great. Hell yeah.
It's all gone quiet now. You guys are probably too late.
They got a lot of guns.
They're just gonna fill both of them full of holes.
Good, we did good work here tonight.
Oh, sorry, this basement's so creepy.
Fuck!
We saved a whole sorority house of innocent girls.
No time to confirm that. Let's go home.
Oh,
shit.
Wait, what the fuck?
It seems like she beamed him. It appears she have beamed him.
Did she beam herself?
Nope. Oh no, she's passed out.
She is upset.
Damn, she got him.
No joke. Good for her. Alright, well, beginner's luck, I guess.
Well?
Her form was... Who can say how bad her or good her form was?
Perhaps she's just a fire poker prodigy and she'd never discovered her talent until then.
Like you were, while you were studying the blade, I was studying the poker.
Yeah, because people don't just keep, like, swords hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
There are indeed too many dead people.
We got them up to our eyeballs. Is it true?
Why?
Amateur killed someone with the fire poker?
What? So you'd be a real threat to the poker competitions.
Why is Dr. Braino still here?
I've been searching for a poker talent of this caliber for years. My god, look at his brows.
What happened to him?
I have expended so much mental effort keeping this fragile dimension in one piece that I am finally exhausted. I require sleep! A nappy!
I will find Claire later.
My work here is done.
Yeah, we should definitely leave this traumatized woman.
In this house alone.
In this house alone.
Where a bunch of people have been dead.
Well, we caught the killer. That was definitely the killer. It was totally him. Let's not move this lady out of this house. Let's leave her here alone forever.
We don't want to traumatize her.
They should have at least left the fire poker.
I wonder where the camera is going.
Where could it be going? The movie, it's probably just paying over to the credits.
What could possibly be left to show us?
Ooh, the bed.
Crawl out from under the bed.
Oh, that bed had two murders on it.
And they're just leaving her in this house.
Oh no, are we in a POV shot?
Could you imagine if she like so she like maybe she never woke up, really?
The octopus.
Oh, she's not safe.
The sinister octopus.
She's not safe.
I still don't know if that's an octopus. I still don't know what that is.
I still believe it's a tomato with six legs.
That means the tomato is an insect.
Please, they're called tomacroids.
Tomarthropods.
Are we now in the POV shot?
Now the real movie begins.
Oh, we're going back to the attic. A place literally the only person who knew about his kill is dead up there.
Wait, do you think they didn't find...
The police would have had to... They must have.
They were kind of busy dealing with, what, four or five bodies?
How could there be anything in the up in the attic?
Seriously? They didn't find the bodies in the attic? Oh, God. We get one last shot of this girl.
Oh, boy. I'm sure she'll be fine.
What a film.
She's got a new roommate.
That's right. I mean, now that all the other roommates have died, she'll need someone to split the rent with, or she can't possibly afford to keep living in this big house.
Well, who's she gonna pay it to? Her landlady isn't showing back up for some reason. Went on vacation, never came back.
How mysterious.
Oh, great. Ding.
Maybe you should go in and see what that is, doofus. No? Okay. Yeah, you just keep smoking out here.
Wow.
It's probably nothing big.
Oh, shit. We're in what's his name?
Laughing Detective.
Mrs. Quaife.
Oh, wow. That's a good name for a cop.
James. Laughing Detective?
The Laughing Detective.
Welcome to the Laughing Detective Agency.
That's probably like Dick Tracy's rival.
Did Dick Tracy have a power?
No, he had a supercomputer watch.
Ah.
That's pretty good power.
And he had the power of the gun.
He did shoot a gun. I remember that.
Yeah, someday we'll find a reason to watch the live-action Dick Tracy movie. Starring Madonna.
No way.
Yep.
That's very good. It was in Canada.
Okay. Yeah, you know. Okay, well, that was Black Christmas. Truly.
it suddenly clicks for Patrick and he realizes the killer's weird, bizarre noises were just French-Canadian. Or Canadian-French.
Hostie. Hostie.
Again, it's kind of like Halloween, where it's like, we don't really care about the story a ton, we just want to scare you, because like the story of this movie is
there's a man in a house, he's bad,
yeah, and he's killing people. These women all have their own lives and there's shit going on in them, but they have nothing to do with the fact that this man is murdering all of them.
It's a very bad man in a house. Also, not only did they not get him or stop him, we have no idea who he is. We have no backstory on him. He is just a dude.
Yeah, we don't know who Billy is or who Agnes is or anything. Just dude was like,
I bet. Yeah.
I'm a fucking murderer. Like the boyfriend who was kind of an asshole and kind of like off his rocker. Red herring, fuck you.
Yeah, not the murderer.
That dude was just depressed and found out he was not going to be a dad.
Well, was depressed, suddenly decided he wanted to be a dad, even though his girlfriend had already told him that she didn't want to have the baby before he was even depressed. That's a mess. You're a mess of a man. Yeah. All of these decisions you made were bad.
Killed by his own girlfriend for no reason.
What is a... Well, who killed the cop?
I believe he was killed for breaking and entering. I believe he was killed for smashing a window and breaking into the house.
Killed, news, yeah, they would justify it with that.
And who creeping
killed the
up
cop
to
outside?
His girlfriend for no reason.
The man upstairs killed the cop outside.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really, like, but the thing is that we never see him, I don't know.
But the
like,
cop is the cop
the
is dead long before Peter ever gets there.
There's probably Krampus. Krampus was.
Well, we don't know how long Peter was outside.
Sure. Because it wouldn't make much sense for him to be outside in the cold for that long.
No, remember we saw Peter hanging out by the tree when the cops first came by to be her bodyguard.
I think that the man that we saw murder four people is more likely to be the murderer of the cop, Patrick.
My dog is weeping. He is crying himself to sleep, so I need to go tend to him.
All right, we'll
okay.
sign us off.
All right. Hey, miss, it's me, Billy. And keep on smoking that wacky gremlin weed.